It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. This is Golf DMV. And now, here's Claude Jennings.
All right, welcome back to the official golf podcast of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. It's Golf DMV. I'm Claude Jennings, your host. Glad to be with you for yet another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for all the feedback. Thanks for sharing the link. Thanks for telling your friends about the podcast. We're getting tons of people liking the Facebook page, and there's some big news coming up. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But go to our Facebook page. Just search Golf DMV. Like the page. We post pictures, videos. We take questions. Love the feedback and discussions from some of the past episodes that we have. Also, like to interact with people who listen to the show. We want to do stuff where we have listeners on the podcast. So be sure to like our Facebook page. Coming up today, really excited about today's show. Two special features, and they're both like equally great, right? So the first one is Wayne Noe. He is the Vice President of Sports Operations at Kings Mill Resort in Williamsburg, Virginia. As you know, the ladies at the LPGA will be playing at Kings Mill this weekend for the LPGA Kings Mill Championship. I love Williamsburg, first of all. And so Wayne and I are going to get into that a little bit. But also the courses at Kings Mill, some of the best golf in this country right there at the Kings Mill Resort. And so we'll talk about the courses there. Also, after that interview, have another special feature. So, you know, LB Sherman and I were in studio and we did an interview with a young lady, Julie Hirschfield, who listens to the podcast. She's from the DMV and she loves golf and she gets to volunteer at so many different events and she gets to meet all these players and things like that. And she's so funny. I'm talking about LB Sherman. I had so much fun with Julie. We're going to have her on the show often. She's quite a character, and it was so great having her on the program. So we're going to play that interview for you, too. Now, the last event that she had a chance to work was the RBC Heritage. And so we did the interview back then, but we're going to play it again today in this episode so you can listen back and get a chance to know our good friend Julie Hirschfield. So here's the big news, everybody. I hope you're sitting down. You know, if you're driving, maybe pull over for a second. This is big news. I don't want anything bad happening. So check this out. We are going to be taping an episode of Golf DMV in front of a live audience right at the Green Turtle in Burtonsville, Maryland. We got the room secluded off. It's going to be so much fun. Come out, get something to eat, get something to drink, have fun with us. It's going to be so much fun. LB's going to be there. Sherman's going to be there. I'll be there. Lots of people who listen to the podcast is going to be there. Come on out. It's going to be so much fun. Again, if you like our Facebook page, you'll be able to see the event and click that you're going. Can't wait. It's going to be Monday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m. sharp. Now, we're going to start on time. You know, don't come a few minutes late. You know, think of it like your tea time, okay? Like, you know, well, I know I don't want some of you guys thinking about like your tea time. You may get to your tea times late. That's Green Turtle, Monday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be so much fun. So I want to jump right into the interview I did with Wayne Noe. He is the Vice President of Sports Operations at Kings Mill Resort in Williamsburg, Virginia. Here's that interview. So joining me now on Golf DMV, I am very excited about this interview. I have Wayne Noe, the VP of Sports Operations at Kings Mill Resort in Williamsburg, Virginia. Of course, you know the LPGA will be going to Kings Mill for the Kings Mill Championship coming up on May 18th through the 21st. Williamsburg, Virginia, by the way, one of my favorite places to go. Lots of fun, interactive, historical things to do. There's lots of amusement parks and also the premium outlets. You can do a lot of shopping. You can also do a lot of good eating down there. And of course, lots of great golf. And when I mean great golf, I mean great golf. And one of the premier places to play is at Kings Mill. They've got two great courses there. And Wayne's going to talk about those courses. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us on Golf DMV.
Thanks, Claude. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. So for someone who's never played at Kings Mill, never stayed at Kings Mill, talk a little bit about your courses and what you have to offer on and off the course. You know, what is the Kings Mill experience?
Well, it's a kind of a unique experience in Williamsburg. Our resort is located right on the banks of the James River, which is a very majestic and famous river here in Virginia and also for the United States. But our resort sits right on the river. It's about 2 miles wide where the resort is, so it's a very beautiful setting. Obviously, from golf, we have two golf courses that are available to resort guests to play while they're here. The Plantation Course, which is an Arnold Palmer design, and also the River Course, which is a Pete Dye design. And that is the course that has hosted 22 PGA Tour events. And coming up very soon. It'll be hosting the 13th Kingsmill Championship, which is an LPGA event. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of golf history here. We have a spa on site. We have water activities for our guests, five restaurants on property, tennis, Segway rental.
Wow.
We provide shuttle service to Busch Gardens and Water Country USA, as well as Colonial Williamsburg. So we're a full service resort, not only for the families, but for golfers and meeting group meetings as well. So have a little something for everyone.
Well, and I want to talk about the little something for everyone that you have there at Kingsmill, especially in a great spot like Williamsburg, Virginia. But let's talk about the LPGA. It's coming up. Once again, they'll be having the LPGA Kingsmill Championship. Talk about what it means to have some of the best players in the world have a tour event at your facility, some of the preparation, and just what it means for the destination.
Well, it has been tremendous for Kingsmill in the Williamsburg area for many years now. As I said, this will be our 35th professional tournament that we've hosted. The tournament's May 15 through 21, and we'll be hosting probably 46 of the top 50 money winners from last year's money list, all the big names, Michelle Wee, Paula Creamer, Lydia Ko, Arya Jutanagarn, who's our past champion, and along with Lydia Ko, the two top ranked players in the world are in our field. So we have a very strong field. The golf course is really starting to shape up, and as I look out the window now, I see them putting up the sky boxes and tents. Yeah. And it's a pretty exciting time here for sure.
And, you know, one of the things that's very interesting is that, you know, for a course like the River Course, it probably doesn't take a whole lot to actually get that course tour ready. I've never been able to play it, but I've seen it a few times, and it seems as if it's pretty much turnkey ready for the top players to play.
Well, it is. We're very proud of the conditioning of our golf course, and obviously for tournament week, the rough is probably a little bit longer than it is for normal play. They like to have a good 3 inches, if not more, of rough for the players when they're here. But you know, year in and year out, I think the River Course has remained in good shape. We renovated the golf course a little over 10 years ago. Pete Dye came in and redid the course, and so we replaced the greens with a hybrid bent grass, which holds up really well in the hot summers. So not a lot we have to do, some fine-tuning to the course, beautification, and to grow the rough a little longer. But other than that, it's pretty much tournament ready all the time.
Well, this is Golf DMV. I'm Claude Jennings speaking. Very happy, by the way, to be speaking with Wayne Noe, VP of Sports Operations at Kingsmill Resort in one of my favorite places in the world to go, Williamsburg, Virginia. You know, when you see the ladies on tour playing your course, what stands out to you? Because, you know, sometimes we get this, we hit one good shot around or two good shots around, and we think, hey, I can play on tour. What stands out to you? What's the difference between these pros and what you see normally from guys like me, who's kind of a weekend hacker?
Well, I think on the LPGA tour, it's just the consistency. You know, if the girls or the women are becoming, and I say girls because some of them are still teenagers, but the women on the LPGA tour are becoming longer hitters. The better players right now are just like on the men's tour, longer hitters. But when you do the entire group of ladies as a whole, the one thing I would say is their consistency. They drive the ball very straight. They hit a lot of greens. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And they're just so consistent. And I think that's the one thing I would say that they have that the average weekend golfer does not have.
No, absolutely. Because one thing with me, I'll hit a drive pretty straight, pretty far, but then that approach shot sometimes go wayward. The consistency definitely is one thing. You know, one of the great things about the courses there at Kingsmill is some of the beautiful holes that are there with the James River in the background. I can't remember exactly which hole this is, but the fairway is elevated over the green. The green goes down, and the James River is on the back end of the right side, I think. I don't know which hole that is.
That is our 16th hole.
Oh, my goodness.
Where you're a little downhill to the green, and you got the James River in the background, and that's the start of the reason of the name of the course, the River Course, is 16, 17, 18, all are along the James River, and 16 tends to be a very tough hole because the shot going into the green tendency is for it to always be into the wind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a fairly long hole. And then you have 17, the par 3, that runs parallel to the river. And that's probably the most famous hole on the river course. Mm-hmm. And then 18T is right on the banks of the river. And so as you're sitting in the bleachers or in one of the skyboxes on the 18th hole during the tournament, you're not only looking out over the golf course, but you're looking out and have a view of the river. So it's just a great setting. Wow. And you know, we've had some exciting finishes. We had a 9-hole playoff a few years back with Paula Creamer and G.A. Shen. So it's just a beautiful sight to not only watch golf, but just enjoy the scenery.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, there are plenty of great views on tour and a lot of these courses all across this country and internationally. But that view going towards the green on 16 at the River Course is like my favorite. And I'm going to get a chance to come down this year to check out at least the first round. My family went down last year to check. Well, we had the kids with us, and it was raining, I think, the second day, and we were going to go, but the kids went in the rain. So I'm going myself. I don't rain or not. I'm going to go to check that out. One final question. You know, Williamsburg itself is such a unique destination for a golf fan because there's just plenty of golf in the area, but there's also great things to do with your family, a great family vacation spot. For the golfer who's looking to combine the two, to take their family down on a vacation to Williamsburg, but also sneak away and play a few hours, maybe even play a few hours with their family on the course, talk a little bit about what Kings Mill has to offer for the family looking to go on vacation.
Well, as I had said before, we have a lot of things to do right here on our own property with golf and tennis. We offer junior clinics in both golf and tennis. We do have family tees on the plantation course, so a father or mother could take their children out for their first golf experience, and we have tees set up for the beginner to play. We have our marina activities. We have pontoon boats, jet skis, kayaks, paddle boards that our guests can rent. You've got Busch Gardens and Water Country USA, which are theme parks here in town that we provide shuttle service to every day. Colonial Williamsburg, so you can have kind of a guilt-free vacation where you can take the kids to get some history, take them to the theme park, and then obviously utilize our resort for some of the other family activities. So it is a great place for a family vacation because, you know, dad might want to play golf or mom as well. They can go to the spa. They can see some historical sites, go to theme parks, play golf. It just is a great resort. And the one advantage we have is we do provide shuttle service to all those facilities and around town to those amenities that I mentioned. And it makes it convenient. Just pull into the resort, check into your room, park your car, and then we'll get you to all those places.
And it's right in the center of everything. I mean, my wife loves to go down to the Yorktown Riverwalk. We love to spend time at the Jamestown Settlement and, of course, the Premium Outlets. Likes to go there as well. You know, look, the LPGA, you said 46 out of the top 50 players are going. The LPGA is at a really good place right now with stars like Lydia Ko, Arya Jatanigarn, Brooke Henderson, NB Park. I mean, it's just a lot of good golf, and they're going to be at the River Course at Kings Mill in Williamsburg, Virginia. Wayne Noe, thank you so much for joining us today on Golf DMV and talking about Kings Mill.
Well, thank you, and I hope everyone will tune in and watch the Kings Mill Championship.
All right. Thanks to Wayne Noe down there at Kings Mill Resort in Williamsburg, Virginia, for the great interview. Hey, check out the LPGA tournament. I'm telling you, if you check out this tournament this weekend, pay close attention to holes number 16 and 17, some of the most beautiful scenery you'll see in the game. So, yeah, thanks a lot to the folks down there at Kings Mill and to Wayne Noe. Really appreciate that. And if you get a chance to go to Williamsburg, check out all the great golf down there, man. It's a great place to take your family and a great place for a quick golf trip, 2.5 hour drive or so from the DMV. Great trip to take with your family and some great golf and other things to do down there. Now, LB Sherman and I had a chance to speak to Julie Hirschfield. So much fun. This is one of the funnest interviews we've done so far on the podcast because she's so nice. She's so nice and just happy and bubbly and stuff like that. Check out our interview with Julie Hirschfield, guys, on Golf DMV.
Joining me, Sherman and LB on the phone right now is Julie Hirschfeld. She, Julie, you have this thing where you like work at all these different tournaments, and you recently worked at the RBC Heritage.
Yeah, Julie, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I bet it was. Number one, before we get into the RBC, how do you get to work all these events, and what do you do when you're there? Because we met last year also because you were working at Congressional for Tigers event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what happened is I looked up all these tournaments and found out where they're happening. And I've actually got family in South Carolina.
Okay.
So that's how I actually got into the RBC Heritage. That's how I found out about it.
Okay.
Because I was like, well, my family lives here. You know, I can just stay with them.
Yeah, and work it.
Yeah, and work. So I figured out, I looked up the standard bearers because that's the best position, like, at any one of the tournaments.
So who have you followed before? Like this weekend, you got to follow Matt Kuchar, right?
Yes. Yesterday, I followed Matt Kuchar.
Did he talk about how comfortable his Skechers are?
No, but I think he was listening to my conversations that I was talking to with my actually walking scorer.
Okay. Oh, you guys were talking. He was listening to you guys talk?
Yeah, he was walking right behind me.
Oh, okay.
And he was just listening in. And then his opponent, his rival, Ben Crane. Oh. Now, I never knew about him. He's such a sweet guy. And
okay. Who, Ben Crane or Matt Kuchar or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both are really. But especially Ben. He actually had a bad round. And it didn't bother him. He just had a great positive attitude after the tournament.
See, and that's I feel bad because I'm not even a professional. When I have a bad round, I feel horrible.
But you don't get paid.
I was about to say, so this is after he made the cut. Oh, right.
Right.
So he was getting the check. He didn't really, you know. Okay.
And he didn't feel bad about it.
Great.
He was just like, okay, I'll just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he actually, for Easter, I didn't know this about him, but he's very religious.
Okay.
Because he actually signed a golf ball, and he put, "Thanks, Julie," and then he signed his name underneath it,
mm-hmm.
and he put the cross.
Oh, wow.
And
I know someone else was playing golf on Easter Sunday morning. I know someone else was playing golf Easter Sunday morning.
Well, maybe he did that because it was Easter.
Yeah, maybe
it could have been, you know.
We'll see. So, Julie, I want to ask you a few more questions, but we tape this podcast at night, and I know it's a school night for you, so you've got to get up in the morning. You've got schoolwork to do, so I don't want to keep you too long.
It's spring break.
Yeah. So, anyway, what are some of the golfers you've had a chance to meet? Because I've seen you take these pictures and post them on Facebook with all these golfers.
Yeah, so this week I get to meet a lot of people, especially a lot of golfers. I got to meet Andrew Johnston.
Oh, Beef.
Beef.
Mm-hmm.
I actually walked and met Vijay Singh.
Nice.
Okay.
I told you I met Ben Crane and Matt Kuchar, mm-hmm. and I met David Ling Murth.
Oh, nice.
I walked with him.
What about some of the other tournaments when you've worked? Who else have you met?
Who else have I met? Well, I met a couple other people like Russell Knox and Luke Donald.
Nice.
And Ian Poulter. I mean, Wesley Bryan. I mean, all these players.
Did you see Wesley Bryan's pink pants at the RBC Heritage the final round? Yeah, was it wild? Was it wild as wild in person as it looked on TV?
You know, I have to say the interesting thing is I watched the Heritage on TV, and for the first time, it felt so weird because it was like, okay, where's the outside? Like, where's everything else? So weird.
Julie is so funny. LB has a question for you.
So Julie, hey, this is LB. Do you play golf?
I get that asked so much, and the answer is no, I don't.
Really?
I get it asked so much. Like, I get it asked. I've been asked that by golfers. I've actually been asked that by caddies. And I was asked by a caddy this week, and he said, he said, do you play golf? I said, no. I said, I just like the entertainment of it. that's what I was saying. You know how it started? My dad sat on the couch and was watching the golf, and I just came in the living room and I sat down. I was like, "Oh, I love this!
Wow!" So how many years have you been doing it, Julie?
Since last summer. That's really when I've gotten requests. That's really when I started putting myself out there. And then I told some of my family. I said, "You know, by the end of the PGA." I'm going to be famous here because all these golfers are going to know who I am.
Exactly.
I can only imagine you're carrying the names, you're standing there, and all of a sudden you're carrying the names. Say, hey, do you play golf? Like, no, why would you think I do?
Right.
Go ahead. Sherman has a question for you, Julie.
Actually, I have more of a comment. Nice to meet you, Julie, number one. So I just wanted to tell you, Ben Crane finished fifth from last, tied for 70th.
How much money did he make? Does it show?
He made $12,800.
I'm sorry.
I was a little short. $12,805 since last Thursday.
Nice. Yeah. Julie, one more question. Two more questions before you go. Number one, you talked about your conversation with some of the caddies. Do you talk to some of the caddies often? Like, what's that like? Some of these guys who are carrying the bags and helping advise these golfers.
Most of the caddies actually come up to me. They've actually came. And ask me the questions, and they
real friendly guys.
Yeah, Joel was his name. I think his name. Yeah, his name was Joel, and he was Ben Crane's caddy. Yeah, and he was wonderful to talk to.
Nice.
And then I had Aaron Badley.
Mm-hmm.
And his caddy he was the one that asked me the question. We had a good conversation. He was actually asked me, "Do I love golf or did I like to play it?" And I said, "No, I don't actually play it."
All right, Julie.
I've got one more question
for you, Julie. It's a school night for you. I've got one more question for you. Okay, I want to get you off this phone so you can concentrate on school tomorrow. You've got the PGA Championship coming up. You're going to work that too, right?
I am.
Oh man! Now, when will you find out who you're going to be paired with?
June.
Okay, so I guess when you get there.
Yeah. They told me because I said, "Where do I fill out for the form?" You know, where do I fill out? What days can I work? And they said, "Oh, since the tournament is so huge and it's, you know,
you're going to have to basically work the whole thing."
Well, they pick it for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to work with? Who's your dream pairing? Who do you want to carry that standard for?
You should know Jordan Spieth. That's my man all the way.
I thought you might say Ricky Fowler.
I actually was going to put my whole bank account on Jordan Spieth this week.
You said that's your man all the way, huh?
He is. Oh. Yeah, you know, I met a girl at the RBC Heritage. I said, "Who's your favorite player?" And she said, "Jordan Spieth. I really want to meet him, like, in person. I think he's such a good looking guy." I'm like, "That's my man."
All right, no fighting, guys. No fighting. Julie, thank you so much for joining us on Golf DMV. That was really fun. We're going to have you check back in sometime over the course of this golf season. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Just let me know.
You got it. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Thanks, Julie.
See, I'm trying to tell you, Julie is one of the funniest interviews we've had. Thank you so much, Julie, for being on the program. Thank you also to Wayne Noe, and thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we're going to be at the Green Turtle in Burtonsville, Maryland on Monday, May 22nd. It's going to be so much fun. 7:30 is the time we're going to start taping the podcast. We'll hang out a little bit before, hang out a little bit afterwards, and hopefully you can come out. We'll get you on the podcast, talk to you a little bit. That's going to be so much fun, right? So come on out. Again, that's the Green Turtle in Burtonsville, Maryland, Monday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Be sure to like our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and just search Golf DMV. Share the link. Tell your friends you know about the podcast. Also, when you're going out to play golf, Hey, man, let them know. Hey, check out Golf DMV. It's fun. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget about the LPGA Kings Mill Championship. If you go down to Williamsburg, let Wayne know that you listen to the podcast. I'm not saying he's going to give you a discount. It could just help me out. Thank you so much for listening to Golf DMV.
This is Golf DMV.